Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, the first fortnight Mental Health Arts and Culture Festival is running. It's running till Saturday week, in fact, in Dublin, but there are events taking place all over the country as well. Have first fortnight in your mind. It's all about joy in museums, and Dermot Bulger is behind one of the events, Joy in the Museum, and he's here. Good morning, Dermot.
Good morning, Oliver.
Joy in the Museum. First of all, you're a tour guide, or were a tour guide.
Yes, so I was a tour guide with the National Museum down in Collinsparks.
Yeah, lovely, big, sprawling museum.
Massive. Oh, I've been there for 7 years and I still get lost.
It's good to know for the rest of us.
But I was a tour guide there for 3 years, and now I work with their education department and actually manage the tour guides. So I've got a full 180.
I was just saying, when you come in, you seem very young to be in management. You're obviously very good.
That is lovely flattery this early into the interview. Thank you, yes.
And so did you like being a tour guide, meeting different people every day?
I loved it. It's an amazing... It's one of those jobs that it's really a vocation, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a misconception with tour guides where people think a tour guide is someone who, you know, knows a huge amount of information and just wants to show you kind of how much they know. Whereas actually a tour guide, and like a tour just be someone talking for 45 minutes. Whereas a tour really is someone saying, I have all these stories. I really want to have a conversation with you, tell you these things that you'll find really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to be involved in it as well. So like all the tours we run in the museum, they're incredibly conversational. It's always asking questions, it's always having discussions and encouraging people to tell us their stories as well as we're going along.
I presume the big win for you as a guide is when you see someone coming in, they're the plus one, they've been dragged along and hoping by the end of it they're going to have their eyes lit up with something that they didn't expect.
Yeah, and that's always, I think, one of the most fascinating things of being a guide is how do you connect to the person maybe who isn't as engaged. I remember once, for example, talking about the 1916 Rising, and yeah, there was a public tour, and there was a family who had come along, and they had like an eight-year-old who just like had no real interest and was just kind of just there. And then I managed about 25 minutes in to get a Star Wars reference into the tour. And it was just like a light had gone off. Light had turned on. And he had just a million questions. And then I had an awkward thing of 20 more minutes trying to find other ways to connect 1916 to Star Wars, which is a bit of a struggle.
I'm here wondering myself. Yeah. You'd basically just the concept of war, maybe faction one side against mm-hmm. the other and a big imperial force and so on.
Is that what you're doing? Very much so. But it is that. It is that moment of when you see someone who, yeah, like you said, maybe hasn't. It's kind of just there for someone else and they accept so invested in it. It's lovely.
So now you're kind of organising the tour guides or the themes around them?
So as part of my role, I manage the guides. So it involves, say, training them, getting them, like creating scripts for tours.
Oh, yeah.
Which the scripts that we have are very, like, you know, they're based around the artefacts, and the stories that we tell in the museum are incredibly artefact focused. It's never like, here's a long history of, say, for example, 1916. Here is stories from the artifacts. We let them tell their own stories, basically. Mm-hmm. So as part of my role, I do that and I shadow them. And then I organise particular events for them. Like, for example, say, we're delighted this year to be partnering for the second year in a row now with the first Fortnight Festival.
Yeah.
And organising this event called Joy in the Museum, which basically will be special tours this Saturday, where the idea is sort of twofold. The first one being that, like, the guides that we have in the museum, they are absolutely wonderful and they're so passionate about what they do. So we wanted that idea of let a guide explain their joy in the museum. Why do they love working here? Why do they just love telling history? So the guide is doing the tour, a really lovely woman called Sheila Robinson. She's going to be talking, say, about, like, food and the idea of a party and how you can create a party, like, true artifacts in the museum. So it's that joy in delivering, like, showing people just how much they love the museum, but also I think showing the museum as a place of joy. You know, I think that museums, like any public space, like libraries, parks, they are communal areas. They are ours, like the Irish public, and they are a wonderful place to go and see our culture and our heritage and our history, and just to get that joy for people and let people come and see the museum as a place of joy. Because museums can be seen as quite intimidating places. I think we want to move away from that.
Especially when we hear it's a National Museum of Ireland, Collins Barracks. People are automatically thinking, oh, it's going to be just old Michael Collins stuff. whereas it's a huge social history goes on in Collins Barracks.
100%. Like, our most recent exhibition is called Changing Ireland. Mm-hmm. And it's exploring stories from our collection from 1900 to 2020. So Michael Collins does make appearances. His slippers are...
We were discussing it only recently
slippers.
Here, yeah.
But then we also have... like even very recent stuff like Panty Bliss's Noble Call dress, for example, or we've material related to Repeal the Eighth, for example. So
Mary Robinson's, that's there, isn't it? The Louise Kennedy?
Yes, it is indeed as well. So, and that's funny thing, like when schools come into the museum, we always ask me, like, what's an artifact? And they always say, oh, it's something that's, you know, 1,000 years old. And you can't go, it is, but it's also can be something that is literally 5 years old. Something in your house right now could be an artifact that in 5 to 10 years could be on a tour.
You've got guitars.
We have one quite relatively famous guitar. Rory Callagher's guitar is in there.
You can spot all the Cork people huddling over in that direction.
There is a lot of time when I'm walking to the museum and someone doesn't ask where's the exhibition, someone asks where's the guitar.
Oh, very good.
Okay, up we go.
That's good, isn't it?
I'll bring you to it.
Is there something special about this particular one where it's going to be kind of a slower
yes.
paced
Yeah,
tour?
So it's going to be a slow looking tour. So the idea being that rather than maybe going to 8 or 9 stops and covering a lot of space in the museum, instead you're maybe only covering 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And rather than just, you know, taking a brief look at something, you're properly stopping for 5 minutes, plus 5 minutes, and you're just looking at all those little details that maybe you wouldn't spot. Because I think we've a tendency in museums, you know, you walk into a room and you see all the artifacts and you do look at everything. But you kind of are always sort of moving. You very rarely just stop and just look at something for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And in doing that, I think there's a huge power in really letting the artifact's story come out. So, for example, say in the Changing Ireland exhibition, there is a really lovely blue dress that belonged to a woman called Áine Ní Cánaid, who actually worked in RTE. And when you first look at it, it's just a very nice blue dress. But then you look closer, you notice that the colour of the sleeves is like a slightly different blue.
Right.
And it was because she added the sleeves when she was meeting John Charles McQuaid.
Oh,
and felt she had to kind of cover up her arms because of that. But again, you maybe first time you're looking, you might notice that detail. But these slow looking tours, I'll give you that space. And also gives you, I think, the audience as well, more time to kind of have that kind of mindful, grounded experience as well with artifacts and have a proper connection with them rather than just kind of rushing through the museum.
Because there's an enormous silver collection in Collins Barracks, which can be overwhelming when you walk in on your own.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a dazzling room, and sometimes you just speed past it because you can't take it all in, whereas you need to stop at something and have a good look at it.
Exactly, yeah. And like I said, those kind of additional details will kind of start to come out. And I think there's something really kind of powerful in that experience. So it's something that it's something for us fairly new. We're still kind of playing with and adapting with it, but it's something we really want to look at next year, and working with First Fortnight is really giving us a great opportunity to look at running these.
Their focus is on mental health and culture. What's the connection? What are they hoping to achieve, and what have they achieved so far?
I think they've done really, really wonderful work. You look at how the festival has just grown over the last 15 years. Like, this is, I think, conversation that people want to have. There's a lovely line, Maria Fleming, who's the CEO of First Fortnight, has described it as creativity through compassion.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got that out. Which I think is kind of wonderfully sums it up. It is people wanting to have these conversations. And I think even looking at how the numbers have grown, people who are getting involved with the festival, I think is really important. And I think cultural spaces like the National Museum are so beneficial for our mental health, because it's a place where you can go, you can completely switch off. Mm-hmm. You don't need your mobile phone. You don't need to know what's going on in the outside world for an hour or 2 hours. You can go in on your own, you can go in with your family. The beautiful thing about a museum is that you can't do it wrong. You know, you can explore in whatever way you want to explore it. So I think it's just a really wonderful location to go with mental health. And the whole festival, I think, in general, is just really stunning.
Also, if you're feeling overwhelmed about the present day and the dark-looking future, the best thing is to go into a museum, discover what people have endured and survived, and it'll suddenly shrink the dread.
Oh, 100%. I think absolutely. I think you can, like, something like, for example, Changing Ireland, you walk through and you see you know, you learn about the revolutionary period. You see examples of, say, Magdalen institutions, and you see, and you can see, just like, we've gone through such awful things before, and we've come through the other side.
One of the few places in kind of official Ireland that you can actually see the Magdalen story and experience it in an exhibit. Someone said, really enjoying this talk about museums and tour guides. Seems like a very wise and funny man. Irish history in great hands. It's you, Dermot. I love the wonderful exhibit of Irish women in war in the museum, says Anne, who's obviously been to Collins Barracks. we better tell people the details then on how to get here. It's on Saturday.
Yep. So we have two events coming up on Saturday. So we've joined the museum at 2 o'clock and at 3:30. So just to say to people, the tour is completely free. You don't have to book tickets.
It's free,
but
good.
It is a first come first serve in the day. So we have about 20 spaces per each tour.
And although it's nice and slow, it's not very long.
No, exactly.
So 45 minutes of
45 routine. Minutes is a nice. Yeah. I don't think you'd want more than that. I think 40 minutes is a very solid time. And they will also in the morning have our quiet, kind of sensory friendly hour as well.
Oh, that's good. 11. That's important at the weekends. Firstfortnight.ie is all the details of all of the First Fortnight Arts and Culture, Mental Health Arts and Culture Festival, which runs all over the country too. But Dermot Bulger, thanks a million for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure.
Happy tour guiding.
Thank you very much.